Even Victor tonight, you're 2-0 to the All-Ireland Camogie Spell and Gaelic at the semi-final. We'll talk about that in a second. Happy enough with the performance, were you?
Yeah, good first half. We were really went after them. We had to go after them because you've seen there in the second half, they really came after us in the second half. But yeah, look, happy with the first half, but a few things to work on maybe second half, yeah.
Built up a big lead, 3-13 to 1-2 at the break. First half, all guns blazing, you know, and you mentioned the wind as well. So a good first half performance, and did enough in the second?
Look, I think through the league as well, we were struggling with our score ratios. I think that was the highest we had in the first half. I think that set a very good platform to go out second half. Look, we got the scores second half, maybe to get us over the line, but still not good enough when you're going to go against Kakar tomorrow, so yeah.
Personal tally, 2-7, said. Enjoying your football at the moment?
Yeah, enjoying my football. Francie and Ronan's given me a lot of freedom, I think. Look, it's just, I think I've worked hard in my game the last couple of years, got a good training session, in with Sean, after the county final, had to work on a few things. Yeah, going well so far, but still a lot to improve on.
2013, the last time Gidoa won the All-Ireland Gaelta, you obviously went around then. I'm sure you're motivated to win this competition. Obviously the senior championship is the main one, but the Gaelta and Gidoa, it means a lot to people down there.
Yeah, it does mean a lot. We haven't really been talking about the final, to be honest. I think probably it's a cliche, but we're just game by game. Like, we have a massive game tomorrow. They're probably home favourites, they're going to have a big crowd, so I think it's a bit of a rivalry. We think the owners won after the championship, so no, look, we really have to knuckle down tonight and just look, Kilkerr, serious operators, and we've none but respect for them, but we're coming for them tomorrow, so yeah, look, we have to really go after them. As you said, everything's against us tomorrow. So
finally, before I let you go, Ethan, you were playing here last night, but more or less a different team tonight. How much of an advantage is that going to be opposed to playing the same team for three games? No, you had the luxury of playing some of the more fringe players last night. Obviously, an advantage.
Yeah, we probably started the week. We knew a few of us were going to get a break because we played a lot of football through the like campaigns and all. But not like fringe players. You have Carl Real there. That man's up training with Donegal at the minute. He's itching to get in. He showed yesterday he had a good game. Wee JP, he's only 17 years of age, scored 1-3. Like, that's nothing but confidence for them young fellas. So future's bright for Gidoa.